We are learning Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Daf Tes Amud Aleph, where we are starting from the first wide line from Amar Rav Papa. Just to recap what we learned, is that the Gemara says that 180 years before the Churban HaBayis, that's when the Romans took over, they were in control of Eretz Yisrael, and the Gemara asked, it says that you had Malchus Chashmonai defeated Yavon, and then you had 103 of Chashmonai and 103 of Hordus, altogether 206. And you said 180. Teretz is 26 years. It was together, the Romans together with the Yidden. And 206 minus 26 is 180. Another thing we learned in the Gemara was that Yavon came into power 34 years after the Binyan HaBayis. So 34 years, first 34 years of the Bayis Sheni was Paras. And afterwards came the Greeks, the Yavonim. Now, our next Gemara is going to assume that the first 6 years after that, of the Malchus Yavon, of the Greeks, that wasn't so clear. They weren't so much in control. And therefore, it doesn't count. So it's really 40 years after the Binyan HaBayis, Yavon came into power. So the Greeks came into power 40 years after the Binyan HaBayis. That means 380 years before Churban HaBayis, because 420 was the Mount of Bayis Sheni, minus 40 is 380. So 380 years before Churban HaBayis, the Yavonim came into power. Zog to Gemara, Amra Papa, Itoi Haitanav Lo Yoda Proti Kamahava. We're talking about, let's say, a bunch of years after Churban HaBayis Sheni. You're not sure what year we're holding in. Now, he knows what century he's holding, because that you don't make a mistake. Let's say it's a few hundred years after Churban HaBayis. You know you're in the 3rd century, but you're not sure if it's 300... You know, let's say 3rd century, I mean, 300 years past, really in the 4th century. You're not sure if it's 325 years or 327 years. You're not sure the digits after the 3, you're not sure how many years it is. So how do you figure out how many years after the Churban? So the Gemara gives you a trick. The Gemara says, go to a Sefer, and the Sefer in those days wrote the date on the Shtaris. The year was, how many years since Yavon, the Greeks, came into power. Avada, now they're not in the power anymore, but still they counted when the Greeks got into power, which was, remember, 380 years before the Churban HaBayis. So if you know that, then everything can be figured out. Why? We'll speak this out outside first. Because that means B'shas Churban HaBayis, the amount of years since the Greek conquest, since they became the rulers, was 380 years. So for example, 20 years after the Churban, 20 years after the Churban, how many years was it since Yavon became became kings? 400 years, right? So it turns out, and now it's 20 years since the Churban. So the years of the Churban in the small digits is always 20 years ahead of the Yavon. So here's 380, here's 20 years later, it was 400 for Yavon and 20 for you. So now, if you look at your shtar and you see you're holding by 308. You're holding by 700 or let's say 808. You're holding by 808 years since Yavon. 808 since Yavon. That's what it says on the star. So now you know you're 28. You're 328 years since the Churban. You always add on 20 to the smaller number of the Yavon, and you know that that's what we are holding since the Churban. Because remember, the Churban was 380 years since Yavon. This is always 20 years later. Omra Papa, Itoi Haitana V'lo Yoda Prati Kamahava. You don't know how much is the smaller amount. L'shayle L'safra Kamaksiv. Ask the Sefer, how much does it say in his shtar, which is counting from the Greeks, v'nitvilau esrim, add on 20 years, mashkachas le'lechumri, and you'll easily figure out how many years you're holding. By v'simon echzeli esrim shana. The simon is, there's a pasuk that says, zeli esrim shana, b'sich avaticha, talking about Yaakov talking to Lavan, says, I was here for 20 years. So that's the mashal to remember, that's 20 years afterwards. So did you get that? Yeah? It means like this. It's very simple. It's how many years. It's just easier to do with a smaller number. So let's say 40 years after Churban HaBayis. You forgot that, you know, it's in the year, in the century, but you don't know how many years. So you look at the star. If the star says 420 years since the Greeks came into power, 420, so I know that this year is 40, because it's always 20 years later. If it says there 475, So I know now, 95 years after the Churban, because it's always 20 years later. Why is 20 years later? Because the year of the Churban was 380. And that year was 380, the year of the Churban, and let's say 20 years later, that was 400, and you're 20 years later. So you see, it's always 20 years later. Now, v'simana chazeli esbushana v'isecha, itoy yisafri. Now, that's if the Tana doesn't know how many years is the Churban. So then, he looks at the Sofer who writes from the Greeks. Itoy yisafra, if the Sofer doesn't know how many years since the conquest of the Greeks, neshayla l'tana cham v'choshev, find out how many years are since the Churban. V'nivetzim na'yasra, minus 20 shnin. You know what century you're in. For example, let's say 30 years after the Churban, you know it's 30 years after the Churban, but you don't know how many years since the Greeks. You know you started the 5th century, which is in the 400s, but you don't know how many. So you're looking, it says, oh, 30, I know 30 years of the Churban, that's 20 years behind in the number, in the smaller number. So therefore I'll know, 400, so this is 30 years of the Churban, I know I'm 410 years since the Greeks. So you're minus 20. And you're minus 20 years. And you find very simple that you know how many years it is. And the simon is to remember who adds 20 years, who minus 20 years. Safra v'tzira. The sofer always, he always is minusing things because the sofer is medaktik when he writes a shtar or anything. He's medaktik with tevis not to make any chesaron, or this is the way a sofer stam, someone writes sefer Torah, he's always very medaktik. So he's the one who minuses 20, and the Tana is tesefta. Tana is always the one who makes a tesefta, he adds on 20. So that is the way you remember. So again, we remember that the years of the Churban by adding on 20 to the year it says in the shtar, because in those days they count the shtar to the name of the Greeks. You add 20, and by the and if you're gonna, if you know the number of the Churban and you don't know the number of the Greeks, you minus 20. Tana d'bel yo, sheishes alofim shana. The world will only be for 6,000 years. Sheishes alofim shana havaylam. The world will exist for 6,000 years. Shnei alofim tayu. The first 2,000 years are called tayu, emptiness, because there's no tayra. Shnei alofim tayra. The next 2,000 is tayra, and shnei alofim yemayis mashiach. And the last 2,000 yemayis mashiach is when mashiach could come. Baviseinu in our veris sherabu yotzme mashiachu. Already into those 4,000 years, and Mashiach still did not come in the time of the Gemara, which was not that many years. It was only 260 years when Gemara was completed, and we're still now we're thousands of years later. Not thousands, we're hundreds of years later. We're like 1,700 years later after that, and Mashiach still did not come. So baviseinu sherabu yotzme mashiachu. Now. Now, Shnei Alofim Torah, when do you start counting the 2,000 of Torah? Me'emas, when do you start counting? Inei Matan Torah, if you start counting for Matan Torah, the Gemara is going to ask that from Matan Torah until year 4,000 is not 2,000 years. Ad hasu, like a kuli high. The Chimainus Bu, if you ma'ayin, where Matan Torah was, Matan Torah was after Trei Alfi Uproti. The Hayalfahu, the Havoyi. It was actually 2,448 years. It wasn't at 2,000. If you say the first 2,000 was Tayu, the next 2,000 was Tayra. When did Tayra stop? Matan Tayra. Matan Tayra was already almost 500 years into the second group of 2,000, and 2,000 years from Matan Tayra will be past 4,000. So when do you start counting Matan Tayra? Now, what's the Cheshvin? How do you know that Matan Torah was 2,448 years? So Rashi gives us the Cheshvan. So I'm going to give you the Cheshvan very easily and quickly and simply. The Cheshvan goes like this. From Adam until Noach was 1,056 years, 1056. Those who have a pen and pencil and a paper should write this. So from Adam to Noach is 1056. That's how many years. Then Noach, from Noach, until Shem, Noach only had Shem when he was 502 years old. So Noach till Shem was 502 years, and then Shem had Arpachshad when he was 100. So now we're holding from Adam until Arpachshad, which is Shem's son, was 1658. That's what we're holding in since Brias Olam. From Arpachshad until Terach, which was 220 years, it makes it 1878. Terach was 70 when he had Avraham Avinu. So 1878 plus 70 is 1948. It's a good siman. 1948 was created the state of Israel. It was 1948. That's when Avraham Avinu was born, in 1948. 1948, Avraham Avinu was born. So we're very close to 2000 now. We know the Torah is nowhere near here. So 1948, Avraham Avinu was born. Avraham Avinu had Yitzchak how old? At 100. At 100 years old, right? So it's 2448. That 100 years is 2048. 2048. Then Yitzchak was born, right? From Yitzchak until Matan Torah is how many years? 400 years. Why? Because we know that Yitzchak was 60 when Yaakov was born. Yaakov was 130 when he got to Mitzrayim. That's 190. And they stayed in Mitzrayim 210 years. That's altogether 400 years from when Yitzchak was born. That's the, it says, Ger Yizaracha Abamei Shana means 400 years from Yitzchak was born. So now, 2048 plus 400 is 2448. When was Matan Torah? At 2448. So the Gemara is asking, it's not by the year 2000, it's by year 2448. What's going on over here? So the Gemara, Ella, you know when we start counting Torah, Meve'es HaNefesh HaShe'osu B'charon. By the Pasuk of Ve'es HaNefesh HaShe'osu B'charon, that's when we start counting the years of Torah. Because then they were Mekabel, they were Shabbat themselves to keep the Torah. When he gathered those people in the Charon, he got them to Meshabbat themselves. Because Rashi says, the Targum says, the Shabidul Arais, the Meshabbat to the Torah. And therefore, then we start, even though they didn't get the Torah yet, we start counting the Torah. I can ask me that it says over here that Yikach Avram Asari Ishtoi and Nefesh Asu B'charon, if he was 52 years old, didn't it say he was 75 when he came to Lech Lech 75? So Tais asked the Kasha. So Tais says, V'alpha Gav Dechsiv Avram Ben Chomish Shonam Vishim Shonam Batesim Echaron, Shtei Yitzis Havo. Shari Vismir Sarim Ben Shivim, Va'oz Ha'yabar Tishol, V'shuv Chazul Charon, went back to Charon, V'oz Shom Chomish Shonam. So it means that 52 already he left Charon. And then he came back to Charon. After the year 70, he came back to Charon. But in any case, we start counting the years of Torah when he was 52. 52 plus 1948 is 2000. Exactly by 2000, we start counting the 2000 of Torah. El Ma'is Nevesh Osu Charon V'Gibir Davram V'Hishayta Bar Chamish V'Shtartim Havi. He was 52. Kama Batzrin Midatoni Tana Arba'o Me'a V'Arba'o Matamna Shnim Havyin.
How much were we missing? 448.
Now that we count from a nefesh asher b'charon, it's very geshmak. Because at 52, Avram is 52. From Avram is 52 until Matan Torah is 448 years. Because 48 more years until he has Yitzchak. And then we made the cheshbon from Yitzchak is 400 years. So it works out perfectly. So 2000 Torah starts from when 2000 Torah starts from when Asher Asu B'charon. So now, let's say someone does not know Amar Papa Itoy Tana. He doesn't know how many years we are in Yemei HaMashiach. He wants to know, we're in now the last 2000 years. How many years we're in Yemei HaMashiach? He doesn't know. Amar Papa Itoy Tana V'lo Yodo Prote Kamahava L'Shayla L'Safre Kama Ksiv, Benitva Lai Abom Vitamni, Umaskura Khumra. He should ask the cipher how much it's holding by, and he'll figure it out. Which means like this, that we know 172 years after 172 years after the Khorban, after the Khorban Abayas, 172 years after the Khorban Abayas was the beginning of the Yemei HaMashiach. What's the cheshbon? Because what are the 2000 of Torah? So if you count the years of the Beis Hamikdash and from Mitzias Mitzrayim like this, so 448 years is Matan Torah. Okay, 448 years, right? Which now we're going to count up the second 2000 Torah. Starts at 448 is when you had the Matan Torah, 448. Then we have 480 years is until Binyan Abayis. From when they left Mitzrayim, from Matan Torah, until Binyan Abayis, the Pasuk says it's 480 years. So 448, take out your calculator, 448 plus 480. Now plus 410, that's the first Beis HaMikdash. Plus 70 is Golos Bavel. Plus 420 is the second Beis HaMikdash. That equals 1828. So 1828, which means 3828, is when the Churban abides. Another 172 years starts the Mois Mashiach. So 172 years after the Churban starts the Mois Mashiach. So we know that the Mois Mashiach starts at 172 since Churban. We know that Peshas, now 172 plus 380 was how many years since the Greek conquest? That's what by Churban abides. 172 plus 380 is how much? 552. So the year that starts in Mois Mashiach is what year since the Greek conquest? 552. We said 380 Peshas Churban abides Shaini, 172 years later. It's 552. So 552 is the Shezan Ashtar, that year Mois Mashiach starting, says 552 on the star since the Greeks. So now, if I want to figure out how many years we're in Yemais Mashiach, we always add on 48. Because, for example, when the numbers of the Greeks, 552, lands up to be 600, we were already 48 years into Yemais Mashiach. So the same type of chesed. So you add 48, anytime you want to know Yemais Mashiach, look at your star, your nearest star, see what number is since the Yevanim, and you add 48 years. So let's see this inside on the bottom. Mar Papa even tell you time later the Prati Kama. There's no how many years since we're into the Mois of Shiach. L'shailo Safra Kama Ksivs. Last cipher what it says to the Greeks. V'nitvelau Abam V'tamni. And add on 48. U'mashkech Leila Chumrei. And you'll find that it works perfectly. V'simanech. And the 7 years the top of Tesla Mabez. Abam V'shmoyne Yer. The 48th city of the Ori Leviim. That's the Simon. 48 years. So you add 48. V'itoyi Safra, if the Greeks don't know that number, Nishayla Tanakama, Kamaktoni, ask them, how many years are you since in the Mois Mashiach? V'nifsa v'nayu abam shmoyne, and minus 48. For example, if they're holding about 100 years, minus 48, and then you know, we're holding, that you'll be holding then, if it's minus 48, they're holding 100 years afterwards, and minus 48, you know, you're holding by 652 in the number of the Yevanim, from the Yevanim. Actually, Chumre is Monech Safra Betzira. Again, the Sefer minuses, and the Tana is Tosafot. And the Tana adds on 48, and he minuses 48.